She is often seen in the streets and markets soliciting at every corner. I have been solicited by some of the most beautiful women. I mean, as I've traveled around the world, you know, hotels, Marriott hotels, fine places. I've started to drive around the back to go to my room, and a beautiful, I mean, not just any old thing. I'm talking about one that was perfect. I'm talking about one that was 36, 24, 36. You know, beautiful. You know, she was trying to seduce me. "Sir, what room are you staying in?" I said, "You work for the hotel?" "Well, no." "Oh, then why do you want to know what room I'm in?" She said, "I thought after you got, you know, in and settled, you might like a little entertainment." I said, "Young lady, do you know Jesus?" "Oh, you're one of those kind." "Yes, I'm one of those kind. I know Jesus." You know what the devil always does when you bring Jesus into the picture? He goes away. Yeah. He goes away. But she was a brash, rebellious type who never stays at home. She is often seen in the streets and markets soliciting at every corner. Okay, next verse. She threw her arms around him and kissed him. And with a brazen look, she said, "I've offered my sacrifices and I've just finished my vows." Wow. I mean, you talk about even some of the biggest guys that are, I mean, you take a seductive woman like that, beautiful, comes up and puts her arm around you, puts her breasts right into you, you know, rubs them all over you. That's what they do. I'll just tell it like it is. Y'all know the truth. Yeah. They're trying to entice you. They're the devil. That's the devil. He's trying his best to kill you, and he'll do it. So she's looking at him and telling him, she threw her arms around him and kissed him. Boy, I mean, she planted one on him. "Man, you're such a fine-looking young man. I'd love to take you to my bed." Look what she said. "It's you I was looking for." Now, she was looking for anybody. Anybody's got money. "It's you I was looking for. I came out to find you. And here you are. My bed is spread with colored sheets of finest linen imported from Egypt." You ever seen any women like that in your life? I have. Guarantee. You know. You don't want to be. You don't have nothing to do with them, do you, Keith? Now, they'll kill you, won't they? They will. They'll ruin your life. They'll ruin your life. See, she says, "My bed is spread with colored sheets of finest linen imported from Egypt. Come on over to my bed." I'm sure she wants to take him over there and sleep in her bed. Next verse. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink our fill of love until morning. Let's just put that in simple words. Let's put our fill, our sex life until we got all we want. Is that what she's saying? Amen. That's what she's saying. Come on over, let's have sex. That's not love. Love is when a man and a woman is married, have a sexual relationship. That's love. But this is not love. This is lust. So let's drink our fill of love until morning. Let's enjoy each other's caresses. Boy, God didn't leave a whole lot for your imagination to think about here, did he? If you can't get it from this Proverbs, you're kind of dead, aren't you? Okay, next word. For my husband is not home. He's away on a long trip. He has taken a wallet full of money with him, and he won't return until later in the month. So we got all kinds of time. We can just stay as long. You can stay at my house as long as you want to. You know, just come on over. So she seduced him with her pretty speech. With her flattery, she enticed him. He followed her at once like an ox going to the slaughter, or like a trapped stag. This guy's fixing to die. He may not die that night, but he's going to die very soon. Next verse. awaiting the arrow that would pierce its heart. He was like a bird flying into a snare, little knowing it would cost him his life. Going into that house with that woman, what's it going to cost him? His life. Do you think it'd be a good place to stay away from her house? Huh? I don't want nothing to do with her, do you? No. I ain't ready to die yet. Are you, Keith? Absolutely not. You know, I want to have a good, wonderful life, and I don't want to go down and give myself to some immoral woman. That's for sure. Listen to me, my son, and pay attention to my words. Listen. I got something to say. Pay attention. How many young men do you know that have done exactly what this says and didn't listen? Many of them. How many of them do you know is dead? Many of them. That's right. Some of them are a little fortunate. Some of them got away with it for a while. Some of them might have lived on for 10 or 20 more years before they died. But they didn't understand what brought it. In fact, some of those, this disease that we have called syphilis, it's a disease that you carry in your body for years before it manifests. You might have got it when you were 25, but it didn't manifest till you were 50. And when it did manifest because of your immoral lifestyle, it will bring pain and sickness upon you, and you will die in pain with syphilis. And there ain't no cure for it. No cure. It may take another 4 or 5 years for you to die. It's kind of like AIDS. Has anybody ever seen somebody die with AIDS? You have? Is it a pretty thing? It's awful, isn't it? It is awful. I mean, the body is just, oh, man, it's awful what happens when people die with AIDS. Can God heal AIDS? Yes, He can. But I guarantee if you picked it up somewhere doing something you ain't supposed to, you're sure going to have to get right with God. You're going to have to find some man or woman of faith that has the faith to get you healed. And then after you get healed, you better never do it again. You know that? I've seen people that God has healed like that, and then within 6 months to a year, they went back to their old lifestyle. And when they went back to it, they got it again. And this time, I don't care how much you prayed over them, God would not heal them, and they died prematurely. Hey, He give you a chance. You think He's going to keep giving you chances? No, He might, but I don't want to be one of them to find out. I ain't going there. Awaiting the arrow that would pierce its heart, he was like a bird flying into a snare, little knowing it would cost him his life. Listen to me, my sons, and pay attention to my words. Next verses. Don't let your heart stray away toward her. Don't wander down her wayward path. For she has been the ruin of many. Numerous men have been her victim. Do you know that's the truth? Many men have been her victim. The wayward, immoral woman. There's tens of thousands and even millions of men that have been sick and afflicted and tormented and died early because they did not do what God told them to do when it comes to sexual things. They did not keep themselves clean and pure. They went out and mixed and dabbled in the world. Now then, if you were fortunate enough to get out there and dabble in the world and you didn't catch some kind of venereal disease, you're very lucky. But if you dabbled in it much, you got it. It's going to come upon you. And some of them are curable. That's wonderful. But the results of what they do to you will always be there. You know, they'll always be there. Amazing. It's wonderful for God to heal you. But if God heals you and still leaves parts of you that's not working like it's supposed to, it still was a curse. And that can happen. You know that? For she has been the ruin of many, many. Numerous men have been her victim. And boy, these women are all over the place. I mean, you can drive right down Harry Hines tonight And you can find them all over the place. They want to take you to bed with them. And they will kill you. Let's go ahead. And her house is the road to the grave. Her bedroom is the den of death. He couldn't have made this much clearer, could he? Why is it that the church does these things? They obviously don't know this, right? Now, if you're out there running around and you're an immoral woman or an immoral man, and you're just sleeping around with all kinds of people, you're not even thinking about getting married. You're just out there satisfying your lust. And you hadn't come up with some kind of venereal disease, you are some kind of fortunate. Because it can very well materialize 5 or 10 years later. You know that? And then it'll kill you. And her bedroom, her house, is the road to the grave. I ain't ready to die yet, are you? Not hardly. Her bedroom is the den of death. So what's the moral of this story? Stay away from her, right? As far as possible. Don't go to her house. You know, if you're a man or you're a woman and you absolutely cannot control your sexual desires, ask God to send you a mate. Get married. You know? Okay, once you get married, you're okay. But when you marry, it's not supposed to be a trial thing. You know, some people do that. You know that? Oh, yeah, I'm going to marry Susie or Jane or whatever, but I'm going to try her for a while and see how this works out. I've heard men talk like that. Hey, it ain't a trial deal, is it? God says, when you marry that woman, you take her for life. Is that what He said?
Yes,
that's what He said. It's not a trial run. Okay, let's go to the next one. Proverbs chapter 8. Listen as wisdom calls out. Hear as understanding raises her voice.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.